Over the past few years, as the drought in Queensland has worsened, kangaroos and emus have moved into many towns looking for food. You might have seen the footage in recent months of hungry emus wandering the streets of Longreach. Well, one outback town has decided to use federal drought funds to fence off the invasion, an actual fencing off of three towns from native wildlife, Kathy Van Extel reports.
In many drought-stricken regions, a scarcity of feed has brought native wildlife into towns, where they're causing havoc with traffic and decimating gardens and lawns. The Barcoo Shire in Queensland's central west is taking advantage of federal drought funds to fight back, with plans to make three towns, Stonehenge, Junda and Windora, roo and emu-proof. Mayor Julie Groves says the fencing project will not only protect residents' gardens and lawns to help maintain community spirits, but improve safety at airstrips.
The flying doctor is our lifeline, so when they come in, especially at night, for emergency evacuations of people that are ill and need further treatment, that will be an added protection for them as well.
Julie Groves says the kangaroo-proof fence will also be extended to other important community facilities.
Like the sport and recreation grounds, where community volunteers raise money, put a lot of time and effort into putting infrastructure in place, then you find that kangaroos have caused damage and got tangled up and died sort of in various facilities. So this will actually protect all those facilities, so people have got the confidence to put in lawns and trees again, which always used to be there, and the kangaroos have just come in and just destroyed them. So the other thing will be our cemeteries. Just a lot of people that attend their family's graves, and as soon as they sort of walk out, then flowers and little ornaments and personalisation that they have on the grave that gets knocked about. So that'll protect our cemeteries and also our rubbish dumps. So have fences around those as well.
The council's received $1.5 million under the Federal Drought Communities Program, which is designed to support job creation projects and stimulate local economies. Half the money will be spent on the 55-kilometre fencing project. The remainder will go to a weir being built at Junda. The mayor says the funding's come at a critical time.
With the drought conditions that we're suffering out in this region and the loss of people, just to have a boost like this and provide employment opportunities which would not have been there, we're looking down the barrel into the future. So it just puts a sense of purpose into council, but also provides opportunities for graziers who might be able to get some casual work, and also hopefully council's intending to employ apprentices, and this will give young people the opportunity to do some work as well, because it's going to be an extensive amount of work to get through 55k of fencing.
Another outback council is using the federal drought funds to keep up to 40 local contractors employed. The Paroo Shire Council in Queensland's southwest plans to use its $1.5 million for road projects. CEO Chris Cowley says the funding couldn't have come at a better time.
These funds have come at an absolute critical time for our community. Obviously, with the extended drought, our farmers are doing it particularly tough. But then there's the flow on to the business sector and also our contracting community. So these funds, in council's mind, will provide valuable work, which will have a multiplier effect as it gets spent through our community. This is 40 direct jobs. Each of the businesses that are performing the work will have their own support staff and ancillary services. Most of this money will be reinvested back into our local communities, into our local shops and businesses, which is a fantastic outcome.
Currently, 14 Queensland and 3 New South Wales councils are eligible to access the Federal Drought Communities Program. But the Turnbull government's under pressure to review its criteria after a number of drought-declared regions were deemed to have had too much rain to qualify for the funding. One of them is Quilpie in Queensland's central west, which is surrounded by other councils, including Barcoo Shire, that have all qualified for the federal program. Queensland LNP Senator Matthew Canavan has taken up the community's cause, visiting Quilpie last Friday to meet local businesses and graziers.
The guidelines don't themselves say that there must be a certain level of rainfall deficiency. That is an indicator that is being used to indicate the level of stress in a community. But like all data, in my view, statistics can lie at times and not tell the full picture or story.
Matthew Canavan says Quilpie has been sidelined by a single storm in February last year.
If they hadn't have had that storm, they'd be in. They'd be declared. Now, the storm actually did more damage than it was worth because it destroyed topsoil and didn't actually lead to any substantial pasture growth. So what we need to do there is look at other things and other indicators.
His office has conducted a survey of around 50 Quilpie businesses to gauge the impact of the drought on the local economy. The results are due to be presented to Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss this week.
I'm just very simply asking businesses what has been the impact on their turnover in the past 2 years since the state government declared Quilpie a drought area, and also any impact on employment levels or business services, or of course in some circumstances where the business has folded. Those results in broad terms are showing what you'd expect, that there has been a substantial downturn for the businesses of Quilpie. And this program, the reason we're putting it in place is to help the indirect victims of the kind of drought we've seen. And this program is trying to provide some sustenance to those businesses to keep them going through the drought so they can be there hopefully one day when it rains.
So who do you need to convince, the department or the minister?
Well, both, really. Obviously, the minister relies on the advice from his department, but ultimately, like all of these decisions, it is the minister's decision. So I've been speaking to Warren's office and Warren Truss himself. They know about the work I'm doing, and I will hopefully be presenting a report to Warren this week in Parliament, and that will feed into some other submissions that have been made by the Quilpie Shire Council. And just got my fingers crossed for a better result for Quilpie when the decision is reviewed.
LNP Senator Matthew Canavan. Cathy Van Extel reporting.